Recently, I've been getting a lot of questions about what's happening in our grouse management area. Two areas on the forest that were specifically designated to be managed to create and maintain habitat that's suitable for the ruffed grouse. One of these areas is the Brushy Mountain Grouse Management Area located on the Marlinton-White Sulphur Ranger District. It's only about 6,800 acres. Now that may seem like a lot of land, but if you think about the forest being 1 million acres, that's actually less than 1% of the forest that we manage. Now, to date, we haven't actually implemented any projects in this area, but we've been working for several years to develop a potential project, and I'm happy to say that we're getting very close to finalizing our analysis and being able to start implementing the project, hopefully next year. The ruffed grouse uses mature forest stands for feeding on buds and catkins. The species also uses dense young growth for cover and for habitat when they're raising their broods. So the ideal recipe for grouse is an area that you have some mature forest, but you have at least 20 to 30% of that area in young forest. Ruffed grouse really thrives when you keep forest young and vigorous by using occasionally timber harvest or prescribed fire. They gradually diminish in numbers as that forest matures and their critical food and cover resources start to get shaded out by a more mature forest. Since the quality of grouse cover declines after about 15 to 20 years following a disturbance, you have to go back into an area and continue to create that type of habitat if you're going to maintain grouse in the long term. Throughout the eastern United States, including West Virginia, ruffed grouse populations have declined dramatically since the 1950s. Not surprisingly, the primary cause of grouse population declines is believed to be loss of habitat, specifically a lack of young forest. So the project that we're working on is an important first step to being able to provide habitat for the ruffed grouse, as well as other wildlife species. The Brushy Mountain Ruffed Grouse Project will be focused on really using two main tools. The first will be removal of trees, and the second will be prescribed burning. So there has been reduced fire activity in our forest during the last 100 years, and that's really changed what our forest looks like. We've lost some of our dominant tree species like oak and hickory, and we've started to see some new species come in. And when your canopy of your forest closes, your oaks and hickories don't do as well, and they can't grow up in the darkness of that canopy. Having open brushy habitat is important because it provides nesting areas, feeding areas, as well as cover for ruffed grouse, for turkey, for yellow-breasted chats, and other species. So reintroducing fire into the project area will be able to improve habitat by creating more structure in the canopy, by giving oak and hickory seedlings an advantage. Lastly, prescribed burning will create more snags, and they'll also create some down wood on the project area floor that'll also improve habitat for wildlife. So in total, this project includes about 831 acres of prescribed burning. In addition, we'll be harvesting about 300 acres. A small commercial harvest will cover a portion of these areas, but in some places, trees will be left on site and made available to the public as firewood. Now you may be thinking to yourself, I'm not a grouse hunter, so why do I care about this project? Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, young forests support much more than grouse. A number of songbirds, they also support a number of mammals. So having young forest across the landscape is extremely important for a whole host of wildlife species. Also, ruffed grouse are just really cool. The bird's name for the ruff or the blackish feathers on the sides of the neck are larger in the male, and they're typically flared out if the bird is agitated. During the spring or later part of the fall, the ruffed grouse can also be heard drumming from different parts of the woods as it defends its territory or tries to court the ladies. The sound is a part of the Appalachian forest. The Brushy Mountain Grouse Management Project is just a first small step to helping this species. I'd like to thank everybody who provided input and feedback in helping us design this project, especially the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources, the Ruffed Grouse Society, and the Wild Turkey Federation. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is District Ranger Cynthia Sandino wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year spent exploring your public lands.